Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It is currently 8:16 in the morning, and it is time for our morning interview. The Sitka High baseball and softball teams both won state championships in Anchorage last weekend, but Sitka Sentinel sports editor Garland Kennedy and KCAW's Robert Woolsey did not know that when they recorded the following interview earlier this month to discuss the state title won by the Sitka High track team. For the latest reporting on the successes of the Sitka baseball and softball teams, see the story on our website, kcaw.org, or on the new KCAW app. And now for our morning interview, we'll hear this conversation between KCAW's Robert Woolsey and Sitka Sentinel sports editor Garland Kennedy.
Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and joining me is Daily Sitka Sentinel sports editor Garland Kennedy. Good morning, Garland.
Morning, Rob. Good to be back.
Nice to have you on. I would say that historically, this time of year, we're celebrating something about baseball because Sitka baseball is this, and softball are these traditional statewide powerhouses. And usually they're on a roll through regionals and on to state and so on. But anymore, track has kind of become a dominant force. We will talk about baseball. I think we're going to focus on track today because by the time this airs, the state baseball tournament will have occurred. We won't have the results, but we can talk a little bit about baseball regionals. But track is over for the year, and it was just a remarkable year for both the young men and women of Sitka High.
Precisely, yeah. Sitka High's runners, and this is track and field and cross country, are just, I mean, top class. And so what we saw at the state meet in Anchorage is the second consecutive state title for the boys team and a close second place finish for the girls. The girls were trying for a three-peat. They took the state title in 2023 and 2024, couldn't quite make it against Homer for three in a row, but it was a close one and some really good races all around.
And this is Division II, so it's Sitka's up against its peers in size.
Smaller schools, Homer, Grace Christian is a powerhouse running school in Anchorage. Runners like Robbie Annette would be familiar to anyone who's following the sport.
And we hear about these schools when we talk about, you know, basketball and the other classified sports. But give us the highlights. Let's start with the girls. They didn't win this year, but they came second, but they nearly took three in a row. What were the highlights there?
Yeah, I mean, for yet another year, Sitka now graduated senior Claire Mullen got first. She swept first place finishes in the 800, 1600, and 3200 meter races. Her times were 2:13, 5:17, and 11:49, respectively. Those are fast times. And when compared to D1 runners, she's outperforming the D1 runners as well. And we've seen this in prior years, and it was repeated up in Anchorage, those first place finishes.
Has she been recruited for a collegiate career in track and cross country?
She's going to run for Gonzaga in Spokane. That's an NCAA D1 school, so definitely a promising future ahead.
Okay, so we'll probably be hearing more about Claire Mullen in the future.
I think so. Quite a bit, yeah. She's a super talented runner, and just across the board in distance races. Also ran in the 4x8 relay, in which Sitka took second in 10-11. She ran the greatest possible distance one could run at a state tournament.
Okay. Who's backing Claire up on for the Sitka girls?
Yeah, so another recently graduated senior, Marina Dill, is another really talented long-distance runner, just right behind, and she will be attending the University of Alaska.
So two seniors are going off this team. Are there underclassmen who can sort of shoulder the weight next year, or is this have we seen the heyday of girls track and field at Sitka High?
You know, we've had really good runners come and go in the past, runners like Tawny Smith, Anna Prussian. What the team's managed to do, at least in my time here, is establish almost a continuity of training in which these athletes, these juniors and seniors, are bringing up freshmen and sophomores. And it might not always be super clear when a student is a freshman how they're going to be as a junior, right? They're still developing, they're still growing, even finding the events they're going to excel in. But the continuity of training has been really clear, and that's boys and girls. The way the team just brings them on board and trains them up has been very impressive, and that continuity has shown, right, with two state titles for the girls and the boys winning now two back-to-back titles. Their first ever state title was last year for the boys.
All right, and Shasta Smith is still the coach.
Shasta Smith and Jeremy Strong both coach together for track and field and cross country. In terms of head coach, it flips back and forth.
Okay. Were there any outstanding performances in the field that you're aware of?
Elise Brady and Madison Dill, Marina's sister, really, really talented field performers. Sitka's hurdlers are also quite good.
Let's talk about the boys. Back-to-back Division II state champions. I think last year was, oh boy, they did it. And this year it's like, well, of course they did.
They've done it again.
They did it again.
And with some impressive races, really impressive. And a deep team this year, up and down. And again, so track and field for sure. We had, again, graduated senior Connor Hitchcock coming in second in the 3200 in 9:38. That's fast. That's very fast. Third in the 1600 in 4 minutes and 27 seconds as a mid 4 minute mile. Also just a remarkable time. And running on a pretty windy day. So like distance events aren't always super pleasant when you're running into the wind.
Mm-hmm.
But pulled it off. In the sprints, kind of the opposite end of things, Calder Prussian got first in the 200 in 22.96 seconds and second in the 100 and 400. And he did that in 11.32 and 51.36 seconds. All of those times for Calder were personal records.
And it's amazing that these kids do some of these events kind of back to back over the course of the weekend. I took my dog for an hour long walk this morning and I'm going to be limping the rest of the day. But these guys, they just go. They can do one event and then sit it out for a while and then come back and put up another amazing time.
There's a degree to which this is an endurance event, even for the sprinters, because you are doing multiple, maybe not less so at state where it depends where what you qualified for, but at these meets, you're doing numerous events with some rest between them, but you have to be in it for, well, 2 days for the prelims and the finals.
You mentioned Sitka High had depth. Is there a chance they could be successful again next year, or are we talking rebuilding year?
I think there's always a chance of being successful. I mean, high school and collegiate sports are often so stochastic on that front with the turnover of personnel. Right? Every 4 years, you have a 100% flip in your kids, but there's always a chance. And Sitka High has some really strong juniors and sophomores coming up. Calder has not graduated, so definitely they've got a great sprinter.
Okay.
Online. Rowan Olney Miller did really well in hurdling events. They just have a solid team.
All right. We have a couple minutes left. Let's talk about baseball. We're going to talk about baseball regionals, even though the state tournament occurred last weekend, but we recorded this because you had to go on a trip, Garland. So anyway, we're doing a little space-time warp here. So regionals have occurred just prior to this conversation, and there was one amazing game for the Sitka Wolves, especially.
Really remarkable. I've only been covering sports 6 years now, but I've never seen a baseball or softball game like this. Sitka, for the record, is undefeated, unless they lost a game at state that I do not yet know about because it hasn't happened in my timeline. But at the moment, they're undefeated. And they go into the regional tournament. They beat Juneau several times. No problem. Championship game. Foul weather. It rained 3.7 inches in Ketchikan the day they played. It was awful. And top of the first, Juneau scores 10 runs. Just absolute powerhouse. They have, I think, three or four hits. A few batters are walked, and then there are some fielding errors also on Sitka's end that allow some of these runs to be scored. But bottom of the first, Sitka comes right back at it and scores 8 runs. And that's the Sitka Wolves I know from this year. They are a dominant hitting team that also has a really deep pitching staff, hence that undefeated record. Those two things combined to a really, really potent squad. And after that, Sitka locks down their pitching. Levi Hodges was on the mound, and after the first inning, really dials it in, gets warmed up, and he throws a few scoreless innings, keeps Juneau off the bases, and Sitka pulls ahead and they win 14-12. So they hold Juneau to only 2 more runs in the remainder of the game. Their defense is solid after that.
You know, that's really amazing because a 10-run deficit in the first inning, you know, it sounds almost like a very discouraging sort of little league game. It's like, okay, kids, you can do this. You can get back. But it's not. This is high school. These are some pretty talented athletes, mm-hmm. and they must have dug deep to come back with 8 runs in the first inning.
Yeah.
To answer that 10-run outing from Juneau. Wow.
And in the rain, too. They're a very good team. And I think there is a reasonable chance that at the time you're hearing this, they have won a state title. And time will tell.
And maybe so, too, for the Lady Wolves, who also won regionals in 2 games over Ketchikan.
Correct. Right. Yeah. And softball regions here, it's really a series between Sitka and Ketchikan because it's by school size. And so it's a very limited pool of play for the regional tournament in this case.
Thanks as always, Garland, for coming in and sharing.
Thanks, Rob.
I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director. I've been joined by Garland Kennedy, the Daily Sitka Sentinel Sports Editor, and this is Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio.